Nine signs somebody really likes you.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction Personal Empowerment Podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zenk, and today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. You know, you've done all the work now. You've visualized, you've put out an intention for a soulmate, or for a twin flame, or for a lover, or for a marriage partner, and you're excited, and somebody has come into your life. Here are nine signs that the person that has come into your life absolutely likes you, maybe even loves you. But first, I want to remind you to be sure and subscribe to us on YouTube. Click the bell icon, because when you do that, then you'll be notified when we go live with our question and answer sessions on the Law of Attraction, personal empowerment, and on love as well. Okay? And follow us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher. We love having you follow us, and we love your letters, and we love serving you every single day with an empowering personal podcast that you can do something special with. Okay, number one, they will try to be around you as often as possible. They may stop by, they may call, they may say, hey, I'm in the neighborhood. You'll get more text messages from them, more letters, more emails, more phone calls. They just want to be around you. They want to be a part of your high vibrational energy. And that's a good thing. But number two is even better. They will begin following you on social media, assuming that you have a social media profile and that they have a social media profile. You're going to notice little smiley faces and hearts and LOLs and all of that kind of stuff on everything you do on social media, because they are like infatuated with you. They are in love with you. And so they're following everything you do. Sometimes, particularly with guys, they may not respond with an LOL or a heart or a comment, but you can oftentimes notice that they're following you, that they're watching you, that they hit the like button or something like that. Okay? So they're just more engaged with your life. And social media is, for the most practical purposes today, part of our lives, right? Number three, they tend to make commitments and follow through. If they say, look it, I'll get back to you with information on that, they get back to you the next day. If they say, hey, I'll call you at 8 o'clock, they'll call you exactly at 8 o'clock. In other words, they want to be seen in a positive eye by you. So they're not going to let you down, you know, and they want to put all the effort into keeping their word, whether it's a major deal or a minor deal.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zenk.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
Number four, they want your attention. So at a gathering, they are going to go out of their way to try to get your attention. It could be they're eyeballing you from across the room. You turn your head, there they are. Oh, ha, gotcha. Or maybe they're cracking up jokes. Guys like to crack up jokes because they understand that women like humor. And so they will go out of their way to be funny. Women, on the other hand, will go out of their way to be sexy and attractive and alluring. But either way, they will go out of their way to grab your attention. Number five, eye contact. If you're making eye contact and they're looking into your eyes and they feel good about you and you feel good about that energy and you feel kind of a soul-to-soul connection, it's not just an eyeball-to-eyeball connection, it's a soul-to-soul connection. If you're connecting with that, guess what? You are really connecting at a deep level, and it's a very, very powerful sign that this person really, really likes you. Well, I've noticed that guys and women tend to dress up a little nicer. It's not that they dress up, they just tend to dress a little nicer and a little sexier. They want to attract your attention. So a guy that's used to wearing an old t-shirt with holes in it and grease on it, he's going to wear a nice shirt. And he's going to wear some clean jeans. They're not going to have grease on them. Same thing with a woman. She's going to dress a little sexier, show a little bit more cleavage, a little bit more legs. You know, it's just little subtle things that you notice and you go, aha, yeah, I don't see this guy dressing this way all the time. Or I don't see her dressing this way all the time. She's trying to tell me she likes me. Now, number seven, and both men and women do this, is they ask a lot of questions. And partly it's because they don't want to run out of stuff to talk about. You know, you talk for a few minutes and then you kind of like, what do I talk about now? Okay, so what happens is that guys will start asking questions. But women do that too. So how long have you been working at your job? Do you like it? What are you going to do after that? Are you still going back to school? That kind of thing. And it's partly about sizing you up, trying to get to know you more. They've already sized you up. Forget that. They've already sized you up. They like you. They want you. But guess what? They want to know you because they want to make certain that you want them as well. And the way to do that is to be able to speak your language. Now, that's an important thing to remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you're ever in this situation. Learn to speak the other person's language. So if they're into golf, learn about golf. If they're into baseball, learn about baseball. If they're into outdoors, learn about outdoors. You see what I'm saying? And it goes both ways, men and women. It works that way. You'll notice small touching on the hands, maybe a touch on the lower part of the back. If it's too much on the shoulders, it's in the friend zone. Be careful of that. But on the lower part of the back, that's good. Maybe on the arms. It's just this general light touching, okay? This general light touching. And that's what you want to know about. And that's what you want to feel. If they're giving you this little touching, you just got to feel good all over. Because there's more touching coming, okay? And of course, body language. They lean in because they want to hear what you have to say. You're important to them. What you say is important. So they tend to lean into you. They tend to subconsciously match your body language. So if you have your legs crossed, they'll tend to have their legs crossed. If you're leaning in, they'll tend to lean in. That kind of thing. So body language is important. Look for that as well. They tend to be more open, less crossed, arms, none of that stuff, because they want to allow your energy to flow to them and their energy to flow to you. Okay, there you go. 9 signs somebody really likes you. If you are involved in a relationship, visualize a compelling, loving, exciting, romantic, passionate, caring outcome. Visualize it every day. See it in your mind and do not give in to your fears. Give in to your hopes and your dreams and your heart. Have a great day now, because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.